This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 28, 2008. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
I have a motion. I'd like to move to suspend the rules and the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider late submission of agenda document 08-15-A. We're moving it down the agenda here to management and administrative matters. This is the calendar for the rest of the year. In our first open meeting, I indicated we try to get a calendar by the next open meeting, and here we are. We now have one. I'd like to bring to the attention of the public that we have numerous open sessions scheduled. The point of that is to try to deal with any advisory opinions that may be filed. An election is coming. There's a sense among, I think, all the commissioners that we want to move advisory opinions quickly. And to the extent folks want to give advisory opinions, try to make them short and tight and ask direct questions, and we will endeavor to give you short, tight, and direct answers. For a while, it sometimes takes a while for AOs to get through the process and become ripe and whatnot. I think we're committed to trying to expedite the advisory opinion process. There's already in existence, and maybe Commissioner Weintraub could comment on some of this as it was already in effect before some of us showed up, but there are expedited advisory opinion processes already in place, and we're going to try to continue that direction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, of course, we have the 20-day AOs by statute, but there was a movement which was led by our former chairman, Lenhart, who's sitting in the audience with us today, to move the AOs quicker in when we had the opportunity to do so. And we were able to issue a number of AOs in under a month. I think it's wonderful that we are going to continue along that path and try and give people answers quickly, because I think there's probably a little bit of pent-up demand for answers out there.
Well, we're also anticipating that some probably have not filed their AO requests due to the shutdown now that the commission is living and breathing again, combined with the impending
election. Some of us were
always
breathing.
What, pardon?
Some of us were always breathing.
Yes, I noticed. yes, four means four, though. The intent here is to move things along, and particularly in the aftermath of Shays 3, that's caused probably some consternation in the so-called regulated community. It does raise some issues that I think some people do need some answers on in plenty of time before the election. My view is that an answer, you know, Halloween doesn't really help you much for the election. You need to get the question in August. We really need to move, and if it's not answered by September something, it really becomes an AO response that really doesn't allow those who need to plan the opportunity to plan. So please send us your AOs. With that, I move for the adoption of the agenda item that was submitted late. Any comments on that? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Ayes have it. Calendar is adopted. Mr. Gibson, any management or administrative matters we need to consider here today?
Just an informational for the commissioners. We finished the eighth floor carpeting this past weekend, and the IT staff still putting itself back together, but a heads up down the road. The next floor to be done is the sixth floor, which is the council's office. So starting Thursday, Friday will be a you may have a hard time getting a hold of somebody on the sixth floor the next couple weeks. So that's it.
They will still be working somewhere, though, correct?
Correct.
Don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. Still on the job, even though six is going to be recarpeted. Okay. With that, anything for the good of the order? Hearing none, meeting is hereby adjourned.